You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
I want to talk about something that could be kind of serious for some people, but I think it's just more interesting. And I need to set this up properly, and I really need to explain who we're talking about here so that one of my best friends in the world does not get in trouble if people misunderstand.
Okay.
But Milo used to be on this show for years,
mm-hmm.
and he has always been easily one of my best friends. And I love this man and his wife to death. And I got together with both of them, but I was just hanging out with Milo for the first hour and a half before his wife showed up. And we were talking about a mutual friend, more of a close friend of his, but I've known this person too for a long time. And it's a guy who, I don't know, in my opinion, he's never really been in a lot of relationships for real long, like maybe a year at the most or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's a playa, but he's my boy. Anyway, so we're talking about him, and Milo goes, yeah, he's got the situation now where he's just starting to get to know someone. It's not like they're dating, really. They've gone out, but they're just in that get-to-know-each-other stage. And something came up, I suppose, in one of their early little chats. What should we call this guy, by the way? I need to make up a name for him. Brad?
Brad. Super. B-Rad.
B-Rad. So, not his real name, but Brad, I guess, is getting to know this woman. And something comes up about, and I don't know how it came up, about have you ever kissed someone who was married? And Milo's telling me that Brad said, the woman goes, laughed and said, yeah, a couple times I've done. I've kissed a couple of married men. And now supposedly Brad has got this question like, well, then she's obviously not the right girl for me. And I said, you know, wait just a minute. Was she married at the time? And the answer is no. So she was single, just a single girl loving life out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
She's out there kissing married men. No
right.
big deal.
Yeah. And I guess you could say, well, she's responsible, too. Well, yeah, she is. But at the same time,
did she know that these men were married?
Yes.
Did you guys dive into that?
Yes.
So she knew they were married.
Yes.
Like, they didn't make out. And then he's like, oh, by the way, I'm married.
No.
Okay.
So, you know, and let's leave everything else off the table. Like not going
That's
any
fine.
Farther. There's no sexual relations.
Just where it starts. Just
making out with somebody who's married.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, my follow-up question would have been, you know, look, were you in a relationship at the time? And if her answer is no, then I'm like, well, then who cares? Because she was. She was single. So if she's single and she kissed someone who's married, why would you not trust her?
Because she's kissing somebody that's married.
Right.
She's tainting a whole other relationship.
But that married person is responsible for their vows.
Their half, sure, but
yeah.
She's got the other half. If she knows that that person is married, why in the world would she make out with them?
Listen, I know you, and I've worked with you a long time.
I'm very puckered.
And
I know.
We've No, it's not a puckered. No. I'm not going the puckered right here.
Okay.
I'm just going the way I know you feel about
shenanigans.
Yeah, I guess that's a good
values.
Way of putting it.
I want to just say it's just a values thing. Have some personal values and personal respect for yourself and other people and don't go doing that. There's nothing wrong with Brad having values and saying, I don't want to be with a woman who just willy-nilly goes around kissing married men.
I don't think she willy-nilly. I think that's stretching it. She says it has happened twice in her life. And I can see how that happens, and I don't judge her harshly for it.
Mm-hmm.
You can judge me harshly for not judging her harshly, but I don't. I mean, I'm like,
so you would
she
be
was
perfectly
single.
Fine with doing that. If you knew a woman was married and you're single and ready to mingle,
mm-hmm.
you'd make out with her? You wouldn't think twice about it?
I would definitely think twice.
But at the end of the day, you'd be like, man, I got me some delicious lips.
Well,
really?
I'm just
really dumb.
I'm just saying.
I look at you a little different now.
No, you don't.
I really don't. But for the sake of this topic,
segment.
I really am looking different at you now. I never.
If we asked, if this is a great five call says it all. And here's
it
the
is.
I don't want, you know, I know there will be a rush from all the holier than thou group, whatever. But I guarantee you we would get calls from people say that's a horrible thing to do. And they've done it.
Sure,
because
yeah, they'll cover it up.
I'm willing to bet money.
It's a big world out
that
there.
That more than half of the single people listening to our show have kissed someone who's married.
You're probably spot on, if not more.
Yeah. And so I know it's so easy to say, well, that's a horrible thing. Okay. But we are human beings and we are driven by urges and things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as, look, what if it was just a kiss and it was nothing else? You know, and that other person was like, oh, God, I can't believe I did that. I'm sorry.
So
blah,
you just
blah,
kissed
blah.
That night and went your separate ways.
Separate ways.
But still, it just boils down to knowing that you are kissing somebody that has a ring on their finger. And you know that is not right. They took vows not to kiss anybody else. And you're ruining those vows.
Well, I want to take calls
Dumb.
On this.
You behave yourself this weekend, sir. I'm very disappointed in you.
No, you're not. You don't
and
care.
Slightly jealous. No. As I happily celebrate my 11-year anniversary tomorrow.
Right.
I would never. I really would never.
Has a single woman ever kissed you since you've been married?
No. Does my mom count? That's a married woman I've kissed.
Right. And I'll tell you something else. At least Milo and I both agreed, because we were talking about B-Rad, and we both mm-hmm. agreed that he's crazy. If she's a great person, she's done this a couple of times in her past, so what? That's going to keep you from going out with someone? She was single at the time. It doesn't mean she cheats on who she is with. Does
no,
that
but
make
she's
sense?
Just allowing the other person to cheat on her behalf.
Here's Katie. Hello, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
So what do you think about this?
I have been happily, faithfully married for 5 years, but before I got married, I did end up kissing a married guy, and it came about in a situation where he had told me he was just married for the sake of getting a green card.
Oh, well, okay.
So he had a really sexy, Australian accent?
He actually had feelings for his wife, and I told him, you know.
Yeah,
hey.
Enough. So how do you feel about Brad's situation here? Should he try to go out with a woman, or?
Oh, yeah, he should definitely give her a chance. It could blossom into something really great.
Right, exactly.
All right.
I'm glad you called, Katie.
It doesn't really speak to her character.
And listen, you have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye, Katie.
So there's one vote to go out with her. Here's Morgan. Hey, Morgan, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I'm glad you called. What do you say about this?
Well, I can only speak from what I've kind of gone through. And as somebody who's been in a few relationships where I've actually been cheated on, I feel like I would be concerned for the girls that were dating these or married to these men that she'd been kissing. And I wouldn't want anybody to disrespect my relationship.
Yeah, but
and
so
she's thrown upon anybody.
So do you think Brad should go out with her or not?
No, just say no. It's okay to say no.
Well, I don't.
This is what I love about this.
I think they should give it a chance.
Okay.
Because it is in the past.
Right.
But I would be weary of
it happening again.
Like that, the potential, because if she's willing to disrespect somebody else's relationship,
mm-hmm.
who knows down the line if she'd be tempted to disrespect her own.
Right. What if they get married, then she's fine with a single guy coming up and making out with her.
Not
she's
necessarily.
Like, I'm married, but it's no big deal.
You can't necessarily make that leap.
Yeah, sure you can.
No,
I just did.
No, it's possible, but I'm saying you can't assume that you know, like A equals B equals C. I don't
sure
think
you
that,
can.
Morgan, I'm glad you called.
Why can't you?
Thank you for
Thanks,
being on
guys.
The show.
Bye,
have a
Morgan.
Great weekend. Is that how you're going to argue this
well,
with me?
Well, yeah. I mean, why can't you? Of course you can.
Here's Brenda. Good morning, Brenda. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning.
I'm glad you called. This is one of the more interesting ones that we've had. And this is what comes about when I get to go out with my buddy Milo. I get to find out these kinds of stories.
Pretty juicy, Brenda.
So what do you think?
Yeah. You know, I think if he doesn't go out with her, that would be better for her, frankly. I think it's kind of ridiculous that he would not go out with her. I mean, it's a whole different level of commitment. If you marry somebody, you're the person making a commitment. That's your commitment to honor. If you're a single person, you're out there trying to find somebody, you don't have any idea what their context is or their situation. I mean, even if they say they're married. I got involved with a married guy who had left his wife like 6 months before I ever met him, and it was a non-issue. I mean, he was on his way out, and he actually asked me to marry him. that, you know, I don't feel that there I did anything wrong by going out with that guy. Because he wasn't, I mean, he was married, but technically he wasn't. Or I mean, technically he was married, but he was
they were on
his
outs.
Way out.
Yeah. So you're saying your vote is for Brad to go out with her?
Well, it is, yeah. Except that, I think it's kind of crazy to judge her really harshly. I mean, it's a whole different thing if she had, you know, had some torrid affair or, I mean, there are women who perhaps would do that sort of thing, which is horrible. But to just go out and be single, you do what you're supposed to do, which is,
kiss
you know,
married men. That's what you're supposed to do when you're single.
No,
Jeremy,
no.
Come on.
Well, that's what she's kind of saying.
No, it's
that's
not
what you do when
saying.
You're single. Go out and make with everybody.
You
know, who cares
when I,
with their
You remember
their
when
past
I told
is.
You a few minutes ago that you were not puckered in this situation, you're rapidly moving toward pucker.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
but just say that's what single people do is to go out and make out with married people.
Oh, that is not what I
that's
do.
That's kind of what
it
you
is
said,
not.
Brenda.
You are what very puckered. God.
Well, you're supposed to go find the right person, which means it's a numbers game. It doesn't mean you, it means you go out with different people and you mm-hmm. get, you learn about people, find out who you like and who you work
Even
with.
Even if they're married.
Well, no, you don't. I mean, I've never, I only did it that one time.
Oh, it only happened once.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Brenda, I love you. I'm just giving you
Brenda,
crap.
You want to know something? You and I could you and I could hang out.
Yeah, you
so.
Guys could.
Okay,
sorry,
cool.
Brenda.
All right, well, let's do it.
You have a great weekend, okay?
Kisses.
You too.
Bye.
Here's Kathy. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dom and Jeremy. How are you?
Good.
We're good, Kathy. So what's your thought on this?
So I wanted to throw something into the mix here. I am married. I've been married for a year. And before I was married, I got involved with somebody that was not married himself, but he had an interesting relationship with his partner where he would seek out other women, and I was one of those women. So what if the person that is married that you're kissing has an open relationship?
Well, then I guess it comes down to your personal values, and if you're okay with that, and
Correct.
It would be up to you then at that point to say, I can't do that. You're still...
But you're saying, but you're saying, Jeremy, I think Kathy has just painted you into a corner.
Why?
That you have to say, in this case, it's okay.
I
no.
do side with you, Dom, here, because, Jeremy, I think you're judging that the woman that is not married herself, but...
Well, he definitely
right.
I am, but she has the ability and the power to say, I'm not going to do that because you are in a committed relationship to the guy.
But it's so much fun. Kathy?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
All right.
I mean, every relationship is different. Like,
right.
For example, my husband and I have discussed having an open relationship. That doesn't mean that we're not committed to each other.
Okay. Really? Well, I don't want to go down that path, but listen, thank
really?
You for being okay. on the show, okay?
Bye, Kathy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Because, yeah, if we go down that path, then we're going to change. The whole discussion. So let's just stay on this path. Here's Terry. Good morning. I'm glad you called, Terry.
Good morning, Dom and Puckard.
Hey, Terry, shut up. Oh, I kind of love you a little bit, though. That's pretty funny.
But he can't kiss you.
I can't kiss you, though.
So,
I'll give you an awkward hug.
I can't
hug.
Kiss you either because I am married.
Mm. All right, good.
So what do you think, though?
Well, here's what I think. First of all, the past is the past. And we all have one, and while it's a good indicator of the future, you're right. A plus B does not equal C, does not equal D, right?
Correct.
But the other thing is we're all talking about whether B-Rad wants to date her. Well, I'm kind of wondering why she would want to date him if he's going to judge her for everything that she's done.
Thank you for saying that. And I wonder if we turned the microscope around onto Mr. B-Rad and we looked at everything he's done in his past. He might not
right?
have kissed a married woman, but he might have done two or three other things. Is that what we're going to do?
He's a shoplifter, I bet.
I was going to say he stole a payday from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, can't be with that guy.
Wouldn't be my first choice.
No, I'd go for like a Mr. Goodbar.
Mr. Goodbar is a good
strong
one.
Strong
choice. Oh, Terry, I'm glad you...
home watching porn while she's
well,
out.
Well, there could be that,
I'm not
too,
going
Terry.
Down that path either, Terry.
I know, I'm sorry.
Have a great day.
Don't
too,
shake his
fine.
Hand. All right, see you, Terry.
Thanks for being on this show. Wait a minute, was she the fourth vote? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, poor...
Or the
now
fifth?
Brad's a pervert shoplifter. This took a turn.
Well, I kind of figured. I mean, I do know him.
He's got sticky fingers.
And you know what? And that's the thing. I'm telling you that he's more of a good friend with Milo than he is with me. But I do know him. I've been with him at parties. And he is not an angel. Okay? He's not a bad guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
But he's not an angel. So what is this, you know, well, I am elevating myself.
Okay, so what? But he's still not making out with married people.
Well, he may, but it's one of those things where he's allowed to do it, but she's not allowed to do it.
But he hasn't done it.
Well, I don't know that, and I would not bank.
Obviously, he hasn't, or he wouldn't be this mad and upset.
I know plenty of people who will judge other people, but for themselves, it's different because, well, that was a different situation. You're going to tell me that doesn't happen?
Yeah, but you can't assume that he's done that. The same thing you just did to me 5 minutes ago. You can't assume that he's done that.
But I'm saying you can't assume that he hasn't done it.
I can. I just did.
Oh, for God's sake. We have time for one more. It's Mallory. Mallory, do you realize on the 5-call says it all that if you agree with me, it's 5-0?
Yes, I do. And I agree with you because I was married and my ex-husband did this to me, but it turned into a relationship. I think B-Rad should give her a chance. And again, it's the past and he very well could have done this and not own up to it. Who is he to judge a single woman who is just trying to find that somebody?
Yeah.
Whether they're married or not.
Well,
it's, I mean, it's the married person's responsibility to take ownership of that. She's single. What's the big deal?
Well, isn't it the single person's responsibility to step back and say, hey, I'm not going to kiss you because you're married?
Mallory, we got to run, but thank you for your call. We're running out of time. You know,
this is heated.
I totally get your point.
I know.
I get your point, but I will also say that things happen.
Shots.
Things happen. Chris, don't you agree with me? Things happen.
Things do happen, but I think I agree with Jeremy on this one.
What?
Hold on.
It's a pity vote for you, Jer.
Do you want me to train the microscope on you for
me saying that it's good to have values and respect for other people? Why is that a pity vote?
That no, I agree with you. You should.
I'm not.
To be respectful.
I agree that people make mistakes, but if you know about it and you're trying to impress somebody with your character, then why would you start out doing that?
Well, then let me give you a different thing to think about. If she's trying to impress B-Rad, wouldn't the easiest thing in the world be to not even bring it up or say anything about it?
Deny.
But instead, she's very honest. She has already shown that she's going to be honest about something that could cost her the relationship. There's some integrity right there.
I think it just did.
Right?
It did cost her the relationship.
Well, our vote was 5-0 that he should go out with her.
I don't think he'll listen, though.
He won't listen to us. You know what? I can't wait to see him at the next party because I'm going to give him what for.
Dang.
And ask for her number.